Spanish families, as you know, are very close. My wife's an only child, so she was very close to her parents. Her parents were native Galician speakers. They spoke Galician to each other and to their daughter all the time. They spoke Galician. But my daughter, something we mentioned in the meal we had together the other day, my wife was encouraged by her parents and by the social milieu in which they were growing to speak Castilian Spanish. That was a way of getting away from the village, away from the peasant stock, which had been her thing. And she went to school. She was given a scholarship to a convent school, which was a part of social social movement, and so she was encouraged by her parents, who still spoke to her in Galician, to speak back to them in Castilian Spanish. So my wife understands Galician perfectly. She would be able to speak it if she tried. She doesn't try, although she does agree politically with the importance of the Galician language. But her native language is Castilian Spanish. It was a very strange situation for me when I first met my in-laws, to hear them speaking to her in Galician and her answering them in Castilian, because I tried to answer them in Galician, because I believe, and I still believe, that as a matter of respect, that I should answer in the language in which I'm spoken. It's something which I did in Catalonia. If they spoke to me in Catalan, I would answer in Catalan. They spoke to me in Castilian, and answering Castilian, the same in Galicia. But my wife is a Spanish speaker. So when my children were born, Anna, who will be 23 this year, and Glenn, who is 20 this year, when they were born, their maternal language, the language that their mother spoke to them, was Castilian Spanish. And so the language that I spoke to their mother speaks no English whatsoever, and she's shown no interest. She came at one time, she came to some classes, some English classes, but she's and she understands a lot of English, but she's always refused to speak it, much the same way she doesn't consider herself to be a languages person. She believes herself to have only one language. She doesn't want to get things confused. And although she understands a lot of English, she refuses to speak it, and she'll never speak it. So when I was talking to the kids when they were growing up and Conchi was around, I would speak to them in Spanish. When we were on our own, for a large part of the time, I would speak to them in English. There was one moment of crisis which we had when my daughter said to me, not long after she started school at the age of four, mm-hmm. start school at the age of four, at the age of four, she said to me in Spanish in the street, "Daddy, don't speak to me in Spanish in the street." She was, Anna, my daughter, was very, very shy and very, very conscious of people looking at her, and she didn't want to shine out. Now, she's quite different. She says, "Dad, if I say something to her in Spanish, or because Conchi's there, she often says, 'Dad, speak to me in English.' Now she's interested in that I speak to her in English. My relationship with my daughter affected to a great extent my relationship with my son. I spoke to him much more in Spanish than I did to my daughter when he was very young, although I did try to speak to him as much as possible in English. Glenn hasn't had so much formal education in English. I haven't spoken to him so much in English, but his interest in hip-hop music and rap and his he's much more outgoing than his sister has meant that he's picked up a lot of English, not just from me and from things, but he's naturally interested, so he has a certain amount of English.
So what age is he now?
He'll be 20 next month.
Both quite grown up,
yes.
And what is their linguistic situation now?
The linguistic situation, both of them speak as their mother tongue Castilian Spanish. Both speak fluent Galician. Depending on the social situation which they're in, if they're with their grandmother or with friends who speak Galician, they'll speak to them in Galician. But with their mother, they'll speak Spanish. With me now, they'll usually speak Spanish. If their mother is present, they'll always speak to me in Spanish. If their mother's not present, unfortunately, and something I feel a bit guilty about. I think a lot of people who grew up sort of linguistically out of their own thing sometimes do have this sort of guilt feeling. Should I have insisted? Because it was so much easier just to go along with speaking Spanish and not speaking English as much as I should have. And it's a feeling of guilt which I do have. I should perhaps have spoken more in English to them. Their English could have been perfect, perhaps, if I had. But it's something which you never know. I mean, it's easier, and if they say, I mean, well, you know the situation yourself.
Yeah, and you never know what the consequences of that would have been.
Exactly,
Your wife didn't have a lot of English, and that could have been a problem.
No, my wife understood... I remember when we went to my mother's when the kids were small. I mean, and she learnt words like nappy, bottle, mm-hmm. things like that. You know, the things that you do. But she's never spoken English and never had an interest, or she believes a need to speak English. So it's it means that no, my kid. If my kids are bilingual, it's bilingual Spanish and Galician, mm-hmm. and English is very much a third language for them. Although, as I say, my son is now speaking quite good Portuguese because he's working there a lot. My daughter has been learning French, German, mm-hmm. and Portuguese.